Welcome to How Leaders Lead. I'm Kula Callahan, here to bring you another edition of Three More Questions with David Novak. David, it's so great to be on these shows with you. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Kula, and I'm looking forward to this conversation that we have. I always can't wait to figure out what those three questions are that you're going to fire at me. And I think it's great that it's pretty unrehearsed. Not pretty unrehearsed. It is unrehearsed. So here we go. And today we're going to talk about my conversation that I had with Michelle Korsmo, who's the president and CEO of the National Restaurant Association.
Michelle is a fantastic leader. And what I love about Michelle is that she has to unite and engage people across multiple different entities, across multiple different sectors. And Michelle is truly gifted at unifying people. And she's also just a strong female leader. And I always love learning from strong females. Today's questions are going to be really fun. David, are you ready for them?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Question number one, you ask Michelle how she goes about evaluating a team, and her answer kind of surprised me. She said that rather than thinking about evaluating her team, she thinks more about defining the vision of where the organization is going and making sure that vision is unified across her entire team. David, how should leaders think about evaluating a team and defining a vision? I mean, are those two things inherently linked?
I really think they are linked. And the way how I like to think about it is that every leader should think about the tasks that they have in hand by thinking about strategy and then structure and then the culture. You have to define what your vision is, what your strategy is. That's absolutely critical for any organization, because the road that leads to nowhere is hard to build. So people need to know what the strategy is. Then you have to make sure you have the right structure and team members and talent in place to execute that strategy. And there's no way you're going to get your vision or your strategy executed unless you have the right people and the right structure in place to get that done. That's why I think the vision and your team are inextricably linked. And then how do you get that team to fire on all cylinders? You do the third part of this little equation. You create that culture. You create that work environment where people want to perform and be at their very best. So I would encourage every leader to think about this tool: strategy, then structure, and then culture. Where are you going? What kind of people do you need to get there? And how should you be organized to make it happen? And then how do you create that work environment where people are ready to perform at their highest level?
David, I love that equation. And it seems like common sense, but as you always say, funny thing about common sense is it's not always that common. I have a follow-up to this question, and it is, what would you say to leaders who swap the first two? They want to get their people first and then their strategy. Is there any risk or danger to that?
Well, I think that you can have a lot of great people, but if they don't know where they're going, you know, you can sort of be like, you know, shooting a lot of bullets, you know, without really hitting the target. Now, sometimes strategy is not obvious, so you got to work your way into it. And the way how you work your way into it is that you get your people, the people that you have, to help you get there. And then you identify that strategy, and then you come back, and then you follow that model that I talked about. Then you make damn sure you have the right talent and the right structure and the right work environment to really, really make it happen.
Question number two. Michelle believes that your business strategy needs to be a living, breathing document. What's your take on that, David?
Well, I think what her real point is there is that, you know, you don't want to put your strategy up on a wall, have it laminated, and then nobody know what you're trying to do in your company. You know, Sam Walton was the best at really getting people to understand in his company what they were trying to do. And he had this phrase that I love, which is, the more you know, the more you care. And I think it's the leader's job to work with the team to get that strategy, and then let people know that this is the strategy, and let's figure out how in your piece of the company you can make it come to life. You can't look at your strategy and say, I'm never going to change it. You have to be listening to your customers and understand how your strategy is being received so that you know that you're heading in the right place. You know, Wayne Calloway, who used to be the chairman of PepsiCo, he believed you didn't really have a strategy unless your business was working. So, you know, I think that's a great point. That's why I think strategy has to be a living, breathing organism in your company. just think about it. You could really think you have the greatest strategy. You have a fantastic PowerPoint presentation. You found this really special thing that says, this is the business that we're really in. This is how we're defining reality. But your sales and your profits suck. So how can you possibly think your strategy is really working? Now, you got to give it enough time to work. But if you don't get that business turned around within a reasonable time frame, you know, you could be barking up the wrong tree. And I think leaders have got to be objective about that. I believe results will ultimately tell you that you're on the right path.
Question number three. You've got to be a gifted leader and a true unifier of people to do association and advocacy work like Michelle does. I mean, she works with nearly a million restaurants. She has a huge board of directors with over 100 members, and she also deals with Congress and Capitol Hill. David, what's one piece of advice you can give leaders who have to unite and engage people across multiple different sectors?
Well, Kula, I wrote a book everybody should go out and buy. It's called Taking People With You. And in that book, I basically say you got to think about who you need to serve, who you need to motivate, the people in your organization that are really going to make you successful, and understand how they're thinking, just like a marketer would understand customers. So in each one of those cases, she's got different constituencies. Okay, well, she's got to understand the people that she has to take with her, just like a marketer would think about their customers. You know, what are they thinking? What perceptions, what habits do they have that you got to build, change, or reinforce? And if you answer that simple question for wherever you have to lead and then develop a plan around it, I guarantee you, you can take people with them. The problem is that people don't take the time to really understand what their workforce is thinking or what their customers are thinking or the people that they need to influence are thinking. And if you bring a marketing perspective to taking people with you, then I guarantee you, you're going to have a much better sense of what you need to do to really move the ball forward. You know, thinking like a marketer as it relates to taking people with you is one of the major things that I did. And I would say it was probably the key to my success as a leader.
Well, when you think about what habits and beliefs that people in Congress have versus what habits and beliefs people in the restaurant industry have, those, I imagine, are quite different. But the principle remains the same. If you cast a compelling vision for where you want an organization and an industry to go, and then really understand the, quote, customers, aka the stakeholder that you're trying to engage, what they really believe and want for the industry too, and then kind of cater your message to those people, I mean, that principle will work regardless, really, of the industry or the sector or the audience that you're speaking to.
Absolutely. And think about this, okay? Just think about all the meetings that Michelle has with congressmen and congresswomen. They're all different. You got to remember, average is awful. You can't think about the people that you lead in average sense. You got to get more granular. You got to really dig deep to find out what's the uniter of people, what's the divider. And, you know, when I think about the times I went to Congress, if I was going to go in and meet with a senator, I guarantee you, I read up on that senator and I had a good sense of how that person was thinking about the issue that I was going to talk to him about, but before I walked into the office. And that's putting myself in the mind of the person that I needed to influence and understanding what perceptions he might have had of the quick service restaurant industry before I walked in the door.
Well, that does it for our episode of Three More Questions today. David, thank you so much. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of How Leaders Lead. We're on a mission to make the world a better place by developing better leaders. And if you carve out a little time with us each and every week, we'll help you build the confidence you need to lead well.
Ooh, and coming up next week on How Leaders Lead is none other than Coach Prime. This guy's got a Netflix special on him. This guy is so hot as a coach, and he's just a great human being. And I cannot wait to talk to Deion Sanders, NFL Hall of Famer in two sports, baseball and football, and the head football coach at the University of Colorado. He'll be coming your way next. And I love how he's warned the entire college football world that, hey, you better get us while you can, because we're coming and we're getting better and better.